of Advent, which means the coming. And each week we lit a candle, which was symbolic of faith, love, peace, and joy, which expresses the coming of the Christ, not just as it refers to, you know, the birth of Jesus, but also it points to the potential for the Christ to be born in each one of us daily, right? And as we prepare for this birth, we condition our consciousness to be receptive to receiving Christ ideas through our Christ-like awareness. And in Unity, we explore the stories in the Bible metaphysically and look at them from that viewpoint, but we need to understand that there's messages under what is being said in the Bible. You heard me say several times that what you read in Scripture, there are seven levels of meaning, which causes a lot of people to say, well, what are the seven levels when we can't probably grasp the first level? But that's what we're always looking at, what the different levels mean. So the stories in the Bible are symbolic representations of an idea that is actually greater than the story itself, which is interesting because especially in the Old Testament, that's written by what they call the Midrash system, which means that Jews in those days didn't write anything down. They passed stories from one generation to the next. And the story itself, you know what happens when you pass a story on? What happens? It changes a little bit, right? And so, but the key was they didn't really care whether the story changed a little bit as long as the key underlying message, truth, was still embedded in the story. And that's what we look for is what is that true underlying message? So that which is described as happening in the Bible is also happening within you and me. And this is very significant in Bible study, especially when you think about why we are here tonight. So tonight our minds are focused on the birth of the Christ child. And from a metaphysical perspective, the birth of the Christ, of Jesus Christ is a highly symbolic and beautiful account of the coming forth into consciousness of a newer and greater level of spiritual awareness than we have ever known before. And that's why we say it happens on a daily basis, because daily we wake up a little bit more to what the truth is about why our lives, why we're really here. And so we're not here to celebrate an outer event. We're here to celebrate the birth of the Christ within our own consciousness. So this story is our personal story. And we're here tonight to acknowledge our willingness to allow the example set by Jesus to also become our story. That being to allow the Christ child or Christ idea to be born within ourselves and to commit to nurturing that divine idea into full expression in our mind and heart as Jesus did. And basically what that means is every day we do get a Christ idea. But what happens is it's overwhelmed by all the other stuff that's happening in our lives. So this process is about when we get that Christ idea, which it would look something like, instead of me being fearful in this situation, I'm going to be loving. So the Christ idea comes up is, I'm going to express love instead of fear. But what happens most of the time is fear overrides the Christ idea. You get what I'm saying, right? So our commitment is that when we get that Christ idea that comes up, is to stay committed to the Christ idea and not let the fear overwhelm it. So in the Christmas story, which will unfold this evening through music and readings and candlelighting, the newborn babe is symbolic of the new spiritual awareness that begins as a glimmer in our mind, a tiny spark of a new birth. And just as a newborn babe could not survive without special care, so it is with the Christ idea that is first born in our mind. So again, when that idea of love comes up, it's only a glimmer. Because that thing that we're struggling with is stronger than that glimmer of light. And we have to commit ourselves to taking care of that glimmer of light so that it becomes stronger in us and eventually overrides whatever we are fearing. So Mary, and I'm going to just talk about real quick just the different characters. Mary represents that part of us which is pure, unselfish, nurturing love. Mary symbolizes the inner devotional part of our soul that prays in the temple daily in order to give birth to a greater awareness, that intuition which knows new spiritual birth has been born. So that Mary in us is that part of us that helps to commit us to commit ourselves to spending time daily in prayer and meditation. So when you find yourself being drawn to spend time in prayer and meditation, that's the Mary aspect of your soul that's drawing you to just be still and what? Know that I am God, okay? And this is important to note because you may ask, how will I know if the Christ idea is born in me? Well, you will know through your Mary consciousness, which is your intuition. So you will intuitively begin to feel within yourself that something new is happening inside of you. Joseph represents that aspect of our consciousness that nurtures and protects the newborn idea striving to grow within us. Where Mary nurtures the Christ child through divine love, Joseph nurtures the Christ child through spiritual wisdom. The divine wisdom within that says yes to the birth of the Christ, yes to divine wisdom. So again, when you find yourself acting from fear, and you know what that means, whatever that is for you, okay? When you find yourself acting through, because remember, there's only two things you can come from, fear or love. So when you find yourself acting from fear, and you fear coming on you, but you get that Christ inclination, because everybody who's been studying here knows when the Christ idea pops up. Am I right? Okay, you know it, but the key is, can I maintain that idea when it comes up within me? And that's Joseph that gives you the strength and the wisdom to stick with that inner notion. So this process begins in an area of our soul where we are capable of feeling peace. It cannot flourish in a chaotic mind. All right? So if you're in chaos in your mind over what's happening in your life, it's very difficult for that peace to grow. That, again, is a simple purpose of, well, how do I deal with that? You deal with it by finding a place to just be still, okay? And this is why the psalmist sang, be still and know that I am God. And often this is why we come to church, to be in a state of quiet communion with others who are also seeking to recognize and nurture the birth of the Christ idea within themselves. So where two or more are gathered, what? There I am in the midst of them. So we come to church to be with other like-minded people who are also trying to nurture their own Christ, inner Christ idea. So together, this spiritual wisdom or pure, unselfish love symbolized by Joseph and Mary are the conditions necessary in the soul for the birth and nurturing of the Christ within. And as you heard me say so many times before, when Joseph and Mary came to the inn, they said there was no room in the inn. You got to remember, it said there was no room in the inn for them. But so remember, because it's filled with people. Well, the inn represents our mind filled with thought people, and the thought people are taking up our mind. So when Joseph and Mary, wisdom and love, come and try to get in, our mind says, I'm sorry, there's no room in the inn for you. But if other negative stuff came up, we say, oh, yeah, come on in. Got plenty of room for you. So, right? So the key here is that when you're in that chaos in your own mind and that peace and love and wisdom is coming to you, you want to open up the door and let them in. So the shepherds in the Christmas story symbolize that which gently but firmly shepherds our thoughts and brings us back into right, harmonious thinking when we are in danger of going astray. How many people follow that? Okay. So shepherds represent the first knowing in us that inspires us to acknowledge and joyfully surrender ourselves to the realization of who and what we really are. Remember, Jesus said, you are sons and daughters of the Most High. So what am I really? I am a spiritual being expressing as a human being. Okay, but we always have to remember to come back to the idea that in truth, I'm really a spiritual being. And the wise men represent all the hidden and buried powers deep within us of which we are often unaware. So as soon as we come into a new realization of our true self, heralded by the angels and guided by the shepherds, the wise men come to remind us of the great spiritual resources that we have always had within us. And again, you know, we are seeking to become spiritual, but as I said this morning, we're spiritual beings dreaming the dream that we're not spiritual beings. And what we're doing is seeking just to wake up from that and remember who we really are. So the wise men come to remind us of the great resources that are within us, the gold, which is the richness of our spiritual nature, and the frankincense, which reminds us of the beauty of our true nature, and the myrrh, which reveals the eternal perfection of our life in God. Those are the things that the Christ was brought to the Christ to help us to realize and remember who we are. All right. So now, as we continue the experience of the Christmas story and the readings and the song and the candle lighting soon is going to follow, let's be reminded that Christmas story is not just a story of the birth of the baby Jesus 2,000 years ago, but the Christmas story is my story. It is your story. All right? It is a process that we're going through. You want to get away from reading the Bible as if it's some external thing that has gone on. And remember that as you're reading the Bible, it's talking about what is actually happening within you right now. Okay? That gives it more oomph, right? As opposed to me reading about some foreign thing that happened years ago, I'm reading what's going on with me right in this moment. Okay? Everything that you are experiencing, you can find answers to in the Bible. You can find stories in the Bible of others who have gone through that and how they've transcended that challenge. So the Christmas story is our story, for it is a story of the birth of the Christ within each one of us. And the real celebration of Christmas is our own experience that occurs when we become aware of the birth of the Christ idea in our consciousness. Christmas begins for each of us when we become willing to allow the Christ to be born in me. All right. So let's become still, stay still, as Pam phrases.
Beloved in Christ, we come to this service to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels. As we go into our hearts and minds to Bethlehem to see the loving kindness of our God, we receive the gift of the babe lying in the manger. Let us open our hearts and minds as we read again the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, our way-shower and guiding light. As we become open and receptive to the living, loving Spirit of truth, our way is made clear. Let the presence of the Christ light shine forth from within us to glorify and give thanks for the Heavenly Creator this night and always. Amen.